Welcome back to Urban Health Beat, the show that feeds your mind, body, and spirit. Once again, here's Marilyn Harris Davis and Patsy Anderson.
Welcome back. You're listening to Urban Health Beat. I am joined by Patsy Anderson, my cohort here and partner in crime.
Absolutely.
Patsy is the president and CEO of the Women's Expo.
Because
my name is Marilyn,
exactly.
I kind of leave it off.
I get that. Yeah.
The Maryland Women's Expo. Patsy, tell us just a tad about it.
And we do get to talk about it a little bit every week. Mm-hmm. And I started that 17 years ago, Envision, no internet. So 200 women in business, 70 speakers, and if you live 20 minutes from my house, I had no idea you were in business. So the big question is, how did you do that? So it's a great platform. We're looking at the next event, focusing on health, and that'll be March of 2019. That's a year off.
Very excited.
Very,
very good. And actually, as two of maybe three women on 105.7 FM, I think we are all about the Maryland Women's Expo.
Oh, yeah, well, it's bringing the women's market to sports radio. So
absolutely. And we're going to get there. So listeners, you know, tune in. We are going to talk sports big time because soccer moms and lacrosse moms rule the world. So we are talking.
And we have some stories to tell.
And we do have some stories. We're talking about Start One Up Showcase, which is March 14th. We are joined by Mike Binko, who is the founder and CEO of Startup Maryland, and I call him Dr. Gabe, but Gabe Solano, who is the president and CEO of Business Benefits Solutions. And we want to say thank you to Opie Thomas, who was just on the line with us, who has a new business that is one of the finalists, I think.
He's one of the grade eight finalists
one
for
of
the showcase.
Grade A finalists for the showcase, and he has a business called Rhody, and we're going to get back to that. After the show, I've got to talk to him about Rhody because it's all about finding parking in downtown Baltimore.
I'm very interested in that.
Oh,
and
my
moving
gosh.
Beyond Baltimore now. So that's part of his milestones now that
really?
He's growing his business. He's proving it out in Baltimore, and now they're going to be putting a little, you know, gas on the carburetor to take it beyond the Baltimore market. So that's exciting. That's them really hitting that. That is really exciting.
And it's so relevant. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the tickets, everything. You know, we can go there with the parking. Callers, you can join our discussion at 410-583-1057. We have another guest on the line, Scott.
Scott Ackerson.
Right.
Yeah, Scott, you joining us?
Hey, Marilyn, Patsy.
Mike. Hi there.
Morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for joining us on an early morning.
So, thanks, my darling.
So, Scott Ackerson. So, think of Opie Thomas this year vying to be the winner of the Start One Up Showcase as a grade eight finalist. Scott was in that position last year, and he won the showcase last year.
Wow.
Did you? Congratulations,
right.
Scott.
So, Scott, a little different than, you know, we're not going to ask you to give your 2 to 4 minute pitch that you did on the bus a year and a half ago. But, you know, in the year, so Scott, this year is our Where Are They Now story. So every year we take a look back at companies that pitched on the bus in previous years.
Very nice.
And particularly ones that have kind of hit milestones and are moving their business forward. So, Scott, can you share a little bit about Quidient and what the opportunity is that you're pursuing and some of the milestones that you're hitting?
Sure. Quidient.
Sure. So, we are a 3D imaging company. The cell phones that you have and AR glasses that you'll be wearing one of these days all need a camera and an electronic brain, which we call a scene reconstruction engine, in them that does a real good job of building a 3D model of the world. It turns out you all were talking, Marilyn and Patsy, about video a minute ago. 3D video, once it gets easy to use, is gonna make video and the experience of looking at that stuff much nicer.
Sure.
But it turns out that's the tip of the iceberg. There are so many things dealing with measurement and analytics and augmentation that are going to be important with 3D. So that's our basic business. We're an SRE, a scene reconstruction engine business.
Located
here in the Baltimore area.
Scott's very humble. Mm-hmm. They kind of own the intellectual property space in that category. So anybody who wants to start looking at bringing innovation to that virtual reality.
That's what I was
going to
ask
reality.
You. Is that the virtual reality space
that
we're talking
Scott
about?
Yeah, Scott mentioned AR. So the AR, VR is kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
And this region is becoming known for that as well. The University of Maryland has a program called Maverick that is focused on augmented reality and virtual reality. So, Scott, can you share a little bit of some of the applications of that that folks might realize in the real world you guys are going to be serving?
Sure. They're amazing applications, and we don't even have names of them yet. But we talk about mass customization, which is which would be using your devices like mobile phones to point at your hands to order gloves, or your feet to order shoes, or your windows.
It's so interesting. My heart, I'm not kidding, I feel like my heart is racing so fast.
Really? Like point to your hands to...
The whole thing blows my mind.
Wow.
Can you imagine 3D? I hadn't even thought about 3D video.
Show your feet to get some new shoes.
Well,
Kaiser need this?
Scott, this is Gabe. Didn't you... weren't you doing something in the property casualty space for insurance companies in respect at looking and figuring out damage to cars from hail
damage? This is unbelievable.
Right.
Oh, right.
Right, Gabe. That's right. We are big time. We're anywhere where you have disasters or accidents, you can use 3D imaging to automatically characterize damage, but also even find people or in those areas that need to be extracted, for example.
Wow. That's a really great point because I just had an accident in Baltimore and I found it really interesting. They don't send somebody out anymore. The insurance company calls and says, I take a picture and it doesn't look like anything. I need a 3D photo.
Well, and you're right because actually, and I'm sorry, I don't mean Scott, but I'm just saying, let's say you get a fender bender, quote unquote.
Right.
And then they're looking at, so you can take a picture of the fender, the front of the fender, but then the insurance company is going to want to look at the back of the fender. Do you have the damage on the inside of the fender? That kind of thing. That's where 3D imaging comes in, right?
Right.
It just gives a better... Scott can explain it better than I could. The scene reconstruction really gives you an
in-depth perspective.
View.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have depth to the photo.
One of the key things real quick is that with 2D, with our traditional images, it's just like you were saying, you can't really see it. You get an impression of it, but you can't see it. What you really need to do is measure it. So when you have 3D images, you can actually measure how deep is that damage, damage located, so you can characterize it.
Even when we think about video advertising, like if imagine having the 3D experience. Like I went to Light City and went through this arrangement where I was for the first time ever in a 3D scenario and I felt like I was living the experience. So that's going to absolutely change advertising.
It brings it to life.
What it does for advertising would be phenomenal.
And I don't know if your sons are into sports, they're probably also into gaming. So, creating a better avatar for yourself that is more personal and more representing yourself in the game is a possibility. That the sky is the limit with what Quiddian can
do. Well, the virtual reality thing, I was at a conference not too long ago, and it was really, really strange because I've never experienced virtual reality really quickly. And so I had, I put on the headset, but I saw people who were experiencing it, so I was kind of a little scared to experience it. But you put on this headset and you're going up 15 floors in an elevator. It was so real to the point where with my right hand, I was pushing the buttons. I was like, I don't want to go 15 floors. I want to stop at 7. But they're like, you're not pushing anything. It's like, it's virtual reality, right? And then you go up and it was a plank. The plank was like 4 feet long and people walked on the plank. I mean, it was just on the floor and they stepped off the plank and it felt like, for people who are like into rides and things like that, like, in amusement parks, it felt like you were having this free fall experience. I didn't do that because I was afraid that I would lose my mind.
You gotta be careful
I know, right? Yeah. But a lot of people were like, wow, this is just like so cool. But I was trying to push the buttons.
Now, so, Mike, you have so many amazing companies. How did you pick this company?
What was the criteria?
This is the beauty of the way that we do the roadshow, which becomes the showcase, which is merely the pitch competition that we call the pitch across Maryland. So we go out and find the entrepreneurs. Now, we can't do it alone. So we have what we call the ecosystem model. And the ecosystem is folks like Dr. Gabes that are right across from me for VBS.
He is the best at that.
But it's also, you know, academia. We're blessed in this region to have, you know, 16 institutions of higher learning, many of them based here in Baltimore, which also breeds great assets as far as talent that you want to bring and maybe tap into for your company.
That's true.
So we go out and we kind of say this. We're going to come to you as an entrepreneur, and we're going to bring your stories back with us in a video format. And then we're going to share it with our ecosystem, and they're going to help us decide who are the companies that show the best potential for high growth.
Wow.
And we don't define exactly what that is, because we rely on our ecosystem is peer entrepreneurs. They've been there. They've been in the shoes where Scott and Opie are. They've built businesses, success or failure. They're willing to share their experiences.
Wow.
So when we move from celebration into coaching, our community of champions, which is more than 100 serial entrepreneur investor types that are willing to kind of lean in and help us curate these companies forward. So they often will mentor them through a boot camp session if they need it. Now, Scott and his management team were a little bit more mature. He's done this a couple times himself. So he's more onto the curation and capital side. And one of his milestones is he's raising some funds to kind of, like we say, take that opportunity forward
to the next level
and prove it out in the market.
So you're helping companies find their investors also?
Sure. Yeah. So that's the capital side of the equation.
I think we should do a show just on that, because
I'm telling you, it's, what is it? Celebration, curation,
coaching,
and capital.
You got it. Those are the four. Yep.
But there's a whole strategy behind how to approach an investor. That would be a great topic, because I wasted a lot of time, you know, getting in front of investors and not really knowing the strategies that they were looking for. That could be a really good
strategy
interview.
Strategy is key. And,
absolutely.
And absolutely, Startup Maryland. I mean, that's the perfect title. I mean, Startup Maryland. I mean, you've got the strategy.
One of the major keys that investors are looking at is not just the product or the service, it's who's your team. If you don't have a good team, they're not going to want to invest in you.
And I think that's a quick point, Scott, if you're still on with us. I mean, one of the milestones that Scott has identified as the founder of Quidient is, as we're moving from bootstrap to ramp up, we need to attract the right team. And the way to do that is create a culture that that great talent will subscribe to. Scott, can you share a little bit of kind of where you are in your growth stage in the last year? You've brought on some folks, and you're really moving into a location where folks are going to see that and want to be there.
Yep. We've taken care of the capital piece almost. We're closing a $3 million seed round.
Congratulations.
Wow. Congrats.
That's amazing.
We started to use
that to
hire great people. So we've literally in the last couple of months been able to hire a great PhD out of the University of Maryland, NIST, that is an expert in scene reconstruction, this mathematical thing that we do to turn images into 3D models. We hired a great financial person, and because we have this ecosystem around us that Mike is talking about, and Mike's helping us out quite a bit, we're able to be more competitive. People will have confidence. Some of these guys are getting, and you know, it's guys, unfortunately, in the last two. But
okay. We'll catch up.
We want to get great.
We'll catch up.
but they're literally being pursued by Google, Google and Microsoft. So we have to look pretty good to be able to pull them away, and we're able to do it.
And not just pulling them away to recruit them in, but keep them there is often a challenge for companies that are going through that ramp-up stage. So Scott, you know, is very thoughtful to think about the culture of Quidient moving forward. And that often does take a little bit of assistance from outside organizations, whether it be from a marketing and public relations or branding perspective, some of the legal aspects of recruiting and retaining good yeah. talent and structuring compensation models and things like that. Jeez. Your accountants need to be on board with that. And, you know, wow. Scott has proven as a serial entrepreneur, successful, you know, has had very good success in his experience personally, yeah. but he still does need to bring that team in because he can't do everything.
Because
himself.
You can't do everything on your own. Absolutely.
And you can't grow and you can't do it. But without there's also a trend. I don't know if that's the right word. Mike, you might know this. But I do hear this buzz out in Baltimore a lot. You know, people are building models and businesses, and they're getting bought out. Like, this is happening mm-hmm. a lot. You start out with one model, then the next company buys you out. You buy out. Google buys you. If you mm-hmm. get that audience, if you have
Amazon,
the traffic.
Amazon well, buys everybody.
Are you coming across any of that?
That's part of the exit strategy.
Absolutely. So, you know,
do
when
we call that a trend, or is that mm-hmm. it seems well, to be a culture a little bit?
It is becoming
part
more,
of the growth process.
More of the avenue to what mm-hmm. we call exit. So mm-hmm. an exit for a founder okay. or mm-hmm. a team mm-hmm. is typically through an initial public offering where they can kind of take some of their equity off the table with mm-hmm. you know, an increase in value. But more that initial public offering like ZeroFox is going after is less attainable now than it was 10, 20 years ago because mm-hmm. of some of the regulatory compliance and the costs of doing a public offering as mm-hmm. a company mm-hmm. are higher than they have been in the past. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of companies don't need as much capital to get going now in the tech space because it's not heavily infrastructure focused on owning computing services. You can lease that from an Amazon or a mm-hmm. Microsoft.
Well, I guess mm-hmm. the point with this mm-hmm. caller, when we're thinking about 3D video, and I have heard some of this conversation out there, you're talking about a company that is developing in the 3D area, but then you have a company like AOL who owns the video advertising marketing space on the web, and that company like that could come along and say, this is something we want to do
mm-hmm.
but this person's already done it and we like what he's done, so let's just bring him in.
Well, that's what happened. So advertising.com
right.
was a Baltimore mm-hmm. startup that mm-hmm. AOL basically brought into the fold as part
sure.
of a roll-up.
Right.
So mm-hmm. the Aqua acquisition mm-hmm. and often the term now is Aqua hire. So mm-hmm. Scott is attracting a great team and building
sure.
some great technology and protecting
right.
it with intellectual property.
Right.
You know, companies like Google and others that are in that space already but need the latest innovation and
exactly.
they're not going to build it themselves, they
sure.
may look at a company like Quidient and say, we want to partner with you or
sure.
we want to contract
sure.
with you. Or
it right. makes sense. Well, like right. with Scott mentioning the cell phone when we first started mm-hmm. out, mm-hmm. when Verizon and AOL got bought out by Verizon, I'm like, how does that even work? But it's what you mentioned.
What does that look like?
It's the advertising on your cell phone.
On your market.
That's what they're looking for.
Scott, tell us how to get in touch with Quidient.
We have our website mm-hmm. is the best way, and that's just Quidient.com, and it's spelled
and how do you spell
Quidient, Quidient.com.
Okay,
you got
Quidient.
Well,
okay.
Well, and you know, as Q-U-I-D-I-N-T. The Where Are They Now story mm-hmm. from last year's competition and the winner, mm-hmm. We're going to have a little segment during the Start One Up showcase this year where mm-hmm. the Grade 8 finalists present, and then we're going to have a little, you know, snapshot of where Quidient has gone within mm-hmm. a year.
Mm-hmm.
But we met
nice.
Scott, 2.5 years ago during a tour stop
right.
on the Eastern Shore. When Scott was really kind of in the idea stage of this next venture that he was going to bring out to market. So,
wow.
you know, it's great to see the momentum, Scott, and success to, you know, for you and your team. It's wonderful to see that.
Absolutely.
And Mike, you had mentioned the cost of going to doing an IP being extremely expensive. But one of the things that we have here in Baltimore, which is really great, is the co-op working spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people don't even have to lease an office. They can use the space for conferences and so forth and pay a daily rate, or they can get space very inexpensively here in Baltimore. So there's a lot of tools that companies can use
yeah.
so that they don't have to overspend
have that overhead,
dollars.
Have that big overhead. Yeah, we're going to go to a break right now. You are listening to Urban Health Beat, and this is the show where we talk about sports, medicine, and more, and we are in the more space right now. We are talking to Mike Binko of Startup Maryland and Gabe Solano of Business Benefit Solution. We will be right back.